Blog Talk Radio.
Getting you.
You can take a swing at my ego. You can make a run for my crown. Even with an army of people, you ain't gonna take us down. You can aim your evil right at us. You can drop your bombs on the ground. Even if your stare makes me nervous, you ain't gonna take us down.
Give you the results basically of every match or everything that happened at WrestleMania. It was
like I said, incredible. It was from beginning to end. It was not a dull moment in any of it. And it just really, really proved to be an incredible show despite of the arena or the venue that they had. It was in Levi's Stadium in California. So weird. I don't know what you got to say, man. I can't think of it right now. You got to say it is in. That's what this I want to say. I'm not going to say positive. I'm checking right now. Sorry, Santa Clara. Duh, I got to forget that. Santa Clara. That's where WrestleMania is at. This was it. So, again, WrestleMania was just so great. I can't stop talking about it. And we're also going to give you the Raw preview for tonight. So, basically, here we go. Giving you a recap of last night's historic event, which we call WrestleMania 31 Live at the U.S. Stadium in Santa Clara, California. By the way, if you want that song just played before we open the show, the song we open the show with, it is called Rise. It is the official theme song for WrestleMania 31. It is by David Guetta featuring Sally Gray and Javon again on iTunes right now, so be sure to get that pop theme song. And you can learn more about it by visiting www.music.com. All right, so they had the kickoff show for 2 hours, which was exclusively on www.com, WWE Network, WWE YouTube, Facebook, Google+, Feed, I didn't say that already, Pinterest, all those pages. But second hour was exclusively to the WWE Network. And in those hours, we had two matches for the kickoff matches. The first kickoff match was a fatal four-way for the WWE Tag Team Championship as Titus and Cesaro defended their gold against Los Luchadores, The New Day, and the East Coast. And the New Day, representing the New Day, was Big E and Kofi Kingston. With Xavier Woods ringside. And then we had the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, which Darren was a part of, and he was in that for the WrestleMania 31 kickoff. Big Show won that one after eliminating Damian Mizdow. So that was a good match. Darren was in there for a while. Titus was in there for a little bit after Darren got eliminated. So it was really good. They were in there a lot longer, I will say, before. They were in a lot longer this year. Alright, so then we had the Intercontinental Championship online. Oh, by the way, Aloe Black, excuse me, he had this theme song for Payback last year. Picking Bomb, Keith Saying America's Beautiful, Kickoff, WrestleMania. We then had our first match tonight for the actual card, which was for the Intercontinental Championship. It was a ladder match. And it was the Intercontinental Champion at the time, Stephanie Barrett, versus Dean Ambrose, Luke Harper, Dolph Ziggler, R-Truth, Stardust, Daniel Bryan. If I didn't miss anybody, I got missing some of the people. Dean Ambrose, if I didn't say Dean Ambrose already. Yeah, like I said, Daniel Bryan, Dean Ambrose, Dolph Ziggler, R-Truth, Stardust, Luke Harper. Like I said, Penny Sarah was the Intercontinental Champion. And he lost his gold to Daniel Bryan, so Daniel Bryan is the new IC champ. All right. Then we had Randy Orton. He defeated Seth Rollins. So he has WrestleMania glory in defeating Randy Orton. Sorry, Seth Rollins was in devastating RKO it was one of the best RKOs I've ever seen Regular and do. So if you missed it, like I said, you have to use the different networks so you can watch WrestleMania in its entirety from the show. Also, Triple H defeated Sting with a little help from DX and the NWO. They appeared and distracted Sting to get Triple H to victory. Also, we had like Divas action. Divas tag has Julie and Paige. They defeated the Bellas on the Grand Stage of the Mall. After Nikki tapped out to AJ's Black Widow, we had John Cena versus Rusev for the United States Championship. John Cena defeated Rusev. He became the new United States Champion. And it was incredible. An incredible match back and forth. John Cena got Rusev to tap out from the STF. That hand him his first loss in WWE and becomes a new United States champion. We then had a special WrestleMania moment as The Rock, not only The Rock, UFC Women's Heavyweight Champion Ronda Rousey made a surprise appearance to confront the authority, Triple H and Stephanie McMahon, which left Triple H and Stephanie McMahon a little hurt. And if you go to WWE.com right now and see the photo, it's a pretty hilarious moment. And what an epic moment to see a UFC superstar that's currently signed with the company on the WWE stage. We then had The Undertaker return to WrestleMania Glory, taking on Bray Wyatt. And, you know, so many people had questions if he is really going to win, if he was going to win, and how was he going to look, you know, and how impressive was he going to be in the ring, The Undertaker. But he really proved his case wrong by beating Bray Wyatt with not one but two chainstones, two powerful drivers, taking out Bray Wyatt. So the new face of fear apparently is no more. What's next for Bray Wyatt? I don't know. And then we also had the WWE Championship online as Brock Lesnar took on Roman Reigns. This was a very, 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 very competitive match. Both men having scars, both men giving it their all, both men really giving that heavyweight contendership fight like it was advertised. But what we did not know and what happened is Seth Rollins came out, he cashed in his Money in the Bank contract. He did not pin the champion. He pinned Roman Reigns to become your new WWE World Champion, Seth Rollins. So we can no longer call him the Money in the Bank. He's now just the WWE World Champion, the new WWE World Champion, Seth Rollins. Now, I mentioned he gave a curse stomp as well to Brock Lesnar. So, yeah, that was WrestleMania. It was, like I said, so awesome. Watch it. I mean, I really can't explain it more further than that. You have to get the WWE Network so you can watch the replay. It was really incredible. It's only $9.99 a month. You can see it for $9.99, $10. It's awesome. The full hour and more of the WrestleMania, the extravaganza, the Hall of Fame, and all that good stuff. The $10 a month. Can't beat that. And now let's jump right to Raw, for free courtesy of WWE.com.
You are now tuned in to the world's greatest. Night is the night. Light up the night. Light, light, light cloud. Every kid that goes down. Everybody get loud. Night is the night. We sing, rock and roll, my face. Get rock and stay. Climbing down.
fight with my grief flows. The competition is out since the moment that we show. Countdown from three, go, press X to reload. Yet they still try to topple the kingdom that we own. Outnumbered but outgunning, we're fearless and crowd stunning. Never with ever on record, there's no want to protect you. And we would still be bright here if all the money was burned. But we stay bumping in your ear cause the money was earned. Yo, you can find us climbing set in the bar. Or you can find us red carpet when we hitting it hard.
Moment to brag about
they're probably on the greatest stage of them all. The story reminds everyone listening that they own everyone and everything, but much to the rock, sorry, to the authorities discuss, the Rock and UFC Women's Bantamweight Champion Ronda Rousey in front of the couple mid-power trip. What repercussions will come back from, will come season from Rock and Rousey, a bouncing force and team of a powerful couple from the ring? What will Stephanie McMahon have to say about her one-time friend Rousey suspending her at WrestleMania? Who will challenge the new champion? John Cena and Daniel Bryan are more than familiar with WWE goals. Cena captured 15 WWE Women's Championships, while Bryan claimed 4 in as many years. The two mega stars both led us to win with titles, with Cena winning the United States Championship from Rusev and Bryan grabbing the Intercontinental Championship in a 7 superstar ladder match. So who will be the first challenger to step up against Cena and Bryan? For Rusev and Bryan is fair, look to reclaim their lost prizes, and is a new era underway for these story championships with such dominant superstars now in their possession? Are Nikki's days as champion numbered? Nikki Bella has reigned supreme over the Divas division for 126 days. Together with her sister Brie, she's been tearing through the competition, taking them while they were down. The challenges have come and they've all fallen. But at WrestleMania, sadly, my favorite HLV tossed the Divas champion, forced the Divas champion to submit to the Black Widow, earning her frenemy, Paige Victory, on the grand stage. How would the Divas champion respond to being defeated at the show shows? As AJ proved, she deserves a title opportunity as the fearless diva. Find out on UFC Network live at 8 Central. Again, don't miss Raw, the biggest Raw of the year, following WrestleMania. Now live at 8 UFC Network. The Raw free show is at 7:30 p.m. on Daily Network. We'll be live streaming everything at Darren Young Fans. You do not want to miss a second of it. Gonna be awesome. So again, don't miss it. It's gonna be great. So again, I thank you so much for joining me on this show as we recap WrestleMania 31 and give you the Raw preview. Check out our website right now, www.darrenyoungfans.net, for the latest news on Mr. Nerdy's off. Darren Young give you the latest news from WrestleMania week, all week long, now updated, and the WrestleMania 31 was awesome last night's show. Check it out. Follow us on Twitter, excuse me, Darian Fans. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DarianFans. Follow us on Instagram at Darian Fans. Twitter, dedicated to our photo gallery, DYS Photos. We can get new updates when we post new photos in our gallery. Follow Darian on Twitter, Darian WWE. Follow Darian on Instagram, SREDARREN. Get his podcast on iTunes at SRE. Oh, man, I messed up. I'm sorry. Darian's Instagram. Don't forget to follow him at FREDARREN. Again, his Instagram is at FREDARREN. Don't forget to follow him. This podcast is on iTunes. Be sure to go to DarianFans.net right now. Scroll down to the bottom of the page. Click the link. Boom, it's as simple as that. You'll get a weekly new episode Monday through Friday. You definitely don't want to miss out on that opportunity. Thanks so much, guys, for joining me on the Raw Preview Show. Thank you so much for the 2015. And thanks so much for joining me again. I'm Toast Hunter for a Dan fan. Don't forget, we'll be watching everything tonight beginning at 7:30 p.m. at Darian Fans. And don't miss the Raw Preview Show live at 7:30 p.m. specifically on Daily Network and at the biggest Raw of the year following the night at the WrestleMania. 5 p.m. on USA Network. You don't want to miss the second of it. It's going to be great, guys. Thanks so much again for joining me. And we'll see you tomorrow for our Raw Rewind Show. Have a great night, everybody. Thanks for joining me. Again, I'm Toast Hunter for a Dan Fans. And we're going to leave you with the WrestleMania 31 theme, Rise. Daily Guetta, did you celebrate? Again, don't forget our iTunes right now. Bye, everybody.
Getting you.